Reporting agriculture's business for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network. Joining me is Chase DeCoit, serves as director for the beef quality assurance programs across the U.S. BQA, it's a really exciting time for the program. And so what were some of the successes that we saw over the past year with the program?
Yeah, really exciting things going on with BQA. You know, as so many know, the Beef Quality Assurance Program has been around for 30 years. And what is really exciting is that after even 30 years, the program is more relevant than it's ever been for our industry and is really taken a forefront to not only what our producers are doing, but what we're doing on our consumer messaging and sharing with consumers the responsibility that our cattle producers take in raising their animals. And so lots of really exciting things are going on throughout the year. Just this week, we've launched an entirely revamped online training platform. These are all brand new modules that our producers can go in and take. New videos, new interactivity, and hopefully a really enjoyable training experience through that online platform. So that's first and foremost some of our most exciting stuff going on right now.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit more about that online platform. There was that kind of that major shift towards online and why that decision, as well as obviously some of it has to be that convenience factor.
Yeah, certainly. You know, nothing can replace the interaction between an educator and a producer in an in-person training. And those are still offered hundreds of times a year throughout the country. And so first and foremost, always look for those opportunities. But we know that, you know, in 2020 with busy lives that our producers lead, the convenience of being able to go online and have the opportunity to take advantage of that online training is another opportunity to engage. And so we've made it a priority to make that opportunity as good as it can be. And I think we've done a really nice job about that most recently.
Over the years, the components of the BQA program has really grown. First, it just started with training the farmers and ranchers themselves, but it has grown to all aspects of the industry.
Yeah, so BQA was really started to correct specific issues that we were seeing, injection site lesions, animal health product residues that we were seeing out there, and it did such a great job at that the program has really evolved, and now with our BQA transportation program that we have, we truly cover from pasture to plate with a total quality management program that touches all aspects of production. And hopefully our training and our resources provide the tools that our producers need to be the most successful and hopefully as an industry produce the highest quality beef we can.
Certainly. Well, as we wrap up our conversation here, Chase, for producers or transporters who aren't BQA certified, A, why should they be? And B, where can they find more information on the program?
Yeah, so what I always tell people is our producers have been doing the right thing for beyond the existence of the BQA program, more than the 30 years of its existence. But it really allows our industry to share that story with consumers when we take the next step and become BQA certified. And the best part is through our online training platforms, it's at no cost to you. And in-person trainings are at little to no cost throughout the country. So the barriers to become BQA certified are minimal, if any. So I would encourage folks to do that. And all of our resources, tools, and training can be found on bqa.org.
Well, very good. Again, Chase DeCoit with Beef Quality Assurance. Thanks so much for joining me.
Certainly. Thank you so much.